name's Chance, and I'm an alcoholic.
Chance.
Alright, my sobriety date is November 13th, that's my birthday. November 13th, 2013. That's right. my home group is Late Night Red Door. Anyone who hasn't been, it's a great meeting, young people, always. It's Sunday through Thursday at 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday at 11. Come check out this Saturday. It'll be my last time chairing there before I move. All right, but I remember my first week sobriety. This was actually my first speaker meeting, and I spent the whole time thinking about what I was going to say when I got up here. And if anyone is going to do that, just let you know, you have plenty of time. It took me 9 months to get up here. What it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. So I guess I'll start off by saying, I grew up in a single parent home. My mom raised me, and I guess I have two older brothers on her side, 20 years older than me. That's why I was kind of my mom's last chance, that's my name. Both my brothers, they're both alcoholics, and their father and my mom, their father, my mom's first husband, and my mom's father were on a boat, and they died because they were drinking, and causes unknown. But that, along with us, two of my other mom's siblings died via alcohol. She's always, had a dislike for alcohol and alcoholism. But, growing up, I was always pretty shy, whatnot, and reserved. I wasn't in, junior high, I wasn't part of the cool kids, but I wasn't one of the nerds. I was the little mid group that played Foursquare and all that. And, I remember the summer before high school, I was hanging out with my best friend, Lucas, who him and I are born 3 days apart, and our moms are friends at birth, so we pretty much knew each other our whole lives. And he was, he had gotten into drinking and toking on the green and whatnot. And I was anti-drug in middle school and whatnot. But I started drinking over at his house and whatnot. And his neighbor, I always hated him because thought he was giving a bad influence to my friend because they're always doing drugs and drinking. But soon found out that he had the connect. He was friends with the cool kids in my high school. And so I started hanging out with him and pretty much got in with the cool kids via alcohol and the green stuff. My first time drinking, my first time with hard alcohol, I was visiting my older brother, and he had, Captain Morgan, and he, made me a Captain Coke, and I had a drink, and I hated it. I didn't really like it, but I was, 11 or 12, it was 16 when I started drinking, really, and my friend, I actually worked at his restaurant, his parents' restaurant. They owned a Mexican restaurant, and they always make big gallon things of sangria, and we'd always got to take it home and finish it what they didn't sell, and so that was always fun. It was pushed really hard by my mom, to maintain my grades, whatnot, and end up completing a high school with an honor roll and got a full ride scholarship to Indy, Florida University. and I chose Florida State because you know, they had beautiful women. They were a party school, and when my friend said, "Hey, even you have a chance of getting laid there," and I was like, "Oh yeah." But yeah, my major was, I wanted to do architecture, but they didn't have architecture there. But I was like, okay, well, I'll just choose a different major. Before I get to college, senior year of high school, I wrote this paper for English, and it's like our future plans, and I had like this whole thing like all lined out. It was a perfect paper, great plans for my future. And I had my mom edit it. She's an English teacher, and it was a paper. This is the only time I'm going to cuss. But at the very end of the paper, in the conclusions, it said, "I'm going to do all this as long as I don't fuck up." And to say the least, well, first of all, if you say the F word on a paper in high school, they give you like a D on it, minimum. I kind of effed up in college. College, yeah. Got a DUI first month in. Driving home from a bar 3 blocks away from my house. Ended up on a highway 5 miles out of town. Passed out at the wheel, foot on brake, car and drive. Wasn't a pretty sight, I was just like, okay, I like to manage my own things, you know, my management result was, I'll just won't drink and drive, I'll just start taking these bus systems they have here in Tally, which was pretty successful, for a while, and I didn't really have any much trouble with the law for a while, but I did do a lot of stupid things that I should have gotten in trouble for. I like to, when I was drunk, I got off on thrills of, you know, about, you know, chance of getting caught or whatnot. And, you know, that started off with, you know, walking by the bouncer with a cup of alcohol when I'm under 21. And, you know, it also went to pissing on car door handles on my drunken walk home. And it also went to trying to open those door handles, not in that order. I got arrested for trespassing at this bar when I was 21 because I refused to leave, or I left 3 minutes after closing because I refused to leave without finishing my drink. And that plus some talking back and forth. That ended up getting dropped. And I ended up going to New York to visit my brother, and doing the whole drunk thing in a happy hour time, the only time you can find cheap drinks in New York. And so I was drinking all day and met up with a friend that night, continued drinking, and we separated, went down to the subway, go back to my brother's house, and cue blackout, and I wake up being loaded onto a stretcher, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, try to get up, and the guy's like, sit back down. Do you know what happened? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you're bleeding on the back of your head. And I'm like, what? And I just laid it back down, but apparently I fell into the subway tracks. And luckily, by grace of God, someone jumped in and picked me out of there. But you know what? Did I have a drinking problem then? No, I just won't get drunk in New York. You know, that was my way of dealing with it. And you know, I went up there because my brother is giving me a car. His car that he didn't need, and so I drove that down, and his one condition was not to drive drunk with this car. 3 weeks later, I get my second DUI, Tallahassee. Know what to say about that. I didn't think I was that drunk, you know, I only had 3-4 liquor pitchers, I didn't blow, and that ended up being reduced down to reckless. You know, none of those I took as signs that I had a real problem. And, you know, I moved back to Tampa once I graduated and, you know, moved in with my mom, which I swore I wouldn't do because that's what my brothers did when they graduated. And I never wanted to do that, but I did. And, you know, got in some problems, started, well, nothing serious with law, but, you know, I started riding my bike to the bars and riding back drunk, fell a couple times, and then I fell and broke my front tooth, and yeah, there goes some money for implant, and that was fun, and, you know, there's a bunch of stupid things, you know, worrying my mom, and so the final straw was, you know, I was walking home one night after an all-you-can-drink thing and, you know, trying those door handles and got arrested with 11 felonies. And that kind of opened my eyes. You know, I finally, in jail, you know, I admitted, you know, I have a problem because I told myself I wasn't going to do that anymore, and I did. And so, you know, I came to the program right when I got out. First meeting was at Yana, 5:45. That was cool. Second meeting was Late Night Red Door, Saturday night. I remember I walked in, saw someone I knew from high school. Didn't really know him, but I knew him from high school. Talked to him, and then like 5 minutes later, this bald-headed guy walks in, and he starts cracking up because we used to hang out when the drinking scene, and he tells me, "Welcome home," and, you know, I'll never forget that. So I started my steps, and oh yeah. So I'm like mad in my head, depressed, because like I'm worrying about my future, and you know, the only thing that got me out of it was coming to meetings, and you know, that really made me feel good leaving the meeting, because and eventually, you know, I started smiling and laughing, and it was great. And I got a sponsor instantly, started working steps. Day 23, did my third step, and I was on Thursday, and following Monday, commitment meeting at Red Door, you know, I commit to like doing a prayer every day, every morning, not for myself, but for others. And the following day, I get a call from my lawyer saying that those charges, 11 felonies, was all reduced down to one misdemeanor. And that right there, you know, that solidified my foundation of my higher power. And, you know, I thought that was a miracle. Some say it's coincidence, but I call it my spiritual experience. And so I kept doing the thing. I did the whole 90-90, ended up with, I was getting sheet signed just, you know, in case I want to show it to the judge. And so by the end of 90-90, I had like 140 something, and I thought I was like all cool and things. And then I hear someone share they have like 200 in their 90, and I was like, okay, you're cool. I remember, like, before, there was, like, a year since I graduated and before I got sober, and I had no, like, interviews for my job or my field of study. And after I got sober and started working the steps, you know, I had 5 interviews. None of them panned out, but it was great experiences. And I remember, actually, like, it was about a week and a half ago, I get a call on Sunday, and it was this guy at this engineering company, I guess one of my brother's friends, and he was like saying, "Oh, well, I have the perfect job for you, and blah, 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 when can you start, and all this stuff," and it just blew my mind. I mean, it literally fell in my lap, and, you know, I owe that to, you know, this program and practicing these principles, and I'm actually leaving town next Thursday or Friday to move over to Houston. And, you know, when I first came to this program, you know, I didn't see myself. I thought my future was effed. And I'm just glad I was given another chance. And, you know, I owe this program for that second chance. And, you know, to anyone new, you know, get a sponsor. Start those steps. And I know, like, throughout my sobriety, you know, I had doubts, you know, that things are going to pan out at some points. And, you know, just people just told me, you know, just keep doing the deal and things will work out. And I'm here to tell you, you know, they work out. You know, they might not work out, you know, first week, first month. Might take 9 months, like me. It might take a year. Might take, I don't know. But keep doing the thing. And with that said, you know, I thank all of you guys for my sobriety, and I owe it to you guys. And you know, I'm gonna miss you all when I leave. And if you're ever in Houston, you have someone to hit up. Thank you.